Sleep Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. It is cold out there, but it's going to be warm in the studio. I hope you grab a cup of coffee and join us for the hour because it's always interesting. We always hope that we maybe have a laugh and teach you something and something to think about. I'm going to be on the radio next week on CFAX, Tuesday to Friday from 1 to 3. I hope you'll join me. Got lots of great guests lined up and good topics, so I hope you will join me then. Also today, if you want to call in, please do. It's 386-1161 or talk at CFAX1070.com. TJ's happy to get your calls here. And if you want to talk and ask Laureen, my first guest, any questions or me, please feel free to do so. Today we're going to talk about a few things. I've got Mayo McDonough on later talking about the Churchill Society. Also, Aidan Henry from Brinks Events is going to talk about preparing a great cocktail party and also about what he does with his business. And first off is Laureen Berry, who is going to talk about some interesting things today. First of all, the energy of numbers and how they affect your life. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Laureen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Patty. Nice to be back on your show.
Nice to have you here. Now, you know, for people that don't know, you've been on before and you have a book you've written and you do lots of things. Mm-hmm. And people can Google you, Laureen Berry, if they want to know all the stuff you do because there's lots. But give us a little background in kind of who you are and how you came about to do the things you do, including feng shui.
Okay. So my background is I'm originally from Rhodesia, Zimbabwe as it is now. Came to Canada many years ago, so I consider myself more of a Canadian than an African now, although they tell me I haven't lost the accent. Anyway, so my journey has been an interesting one. I've done a lot of work in the corporate world, and as I've got older, I've branched out into other things that I really enjoy, feng shui being one of them. I also create online courses. I do workshops, lots of interesting stuff, create videos.
And how did you come about to do feng shui, which kind of maybe led you to do all these different things? Where did you find this and what appealed to you about it?
Well, at the time I was working at Royal Roads University and they had mm-hmm. a guest speaker come around and speak about feng shui. That was the first time I was introduced to it, and I was fascinated. I was totally hooked. A little scared of it. It sounded like a little woo-woo-wow out there for me. So I was a little nervous. But the more I delved into it, and I bought the lady's book right away, it was Karen Rao Carter. She's a California. And loved it. It just made so much sense. And it talks about the energy of our lives in our homes. And what I realized was we already create that energy in our homes. Now I had a name for it, and it was called feng shui. Okay. So I delved further into it and saw how the energy of our homes affect what happens in our lives, what we do, how we behave, our relationships, everything, even our health. And so I was hooked, and I eventually became a feng shui consultant. So I have my certification for it, and I practice it. I've written a book on how to create a vision board using feng shui principles and just loving every bit of it. It's basically my hobby, although I do quite a bit of it. As I say, in my real life, I create online courses and do videography. So.
And has it helped your life?
It's so helpful. Has. Yeah, my experience with it when I started playing around with it, one example I give, and it's in my book as well, is locating my 16-year-old son who went missing.
Wow.
He was gone for 3 months and nobody knew where he was. And I did some feng shui things in my home, and within an hour, I found out where he was.
And he's okay.
Within an hour, and he was fine. It was bizarre. He ended up actually in a different town talking to my brother, of all people. Anyway, they can read it in the book. They can go to my website and find out some more information.
I hope he had a good talking to after that.
It was fascinating.
And the book is called What You See Is What You Get by Laureen Berry, and you can pick that up or off your website.
It's available on Amazon. As well. So I do have a few copies if people want to order it through my website. It's on the website bagwavisionboard.com, but they can also link to it from my website, which is laureenberry.com.
And, you know, if people ever go into a house, they can feel that energy. My mom used to say once she was looking at if you were wanting to buy a house, you can, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people are just, mm-hmm. they don't know why, mm-hmm. but it's the energy. They're turned off or else they like it.
Yeah.
And it's something to do with the past energy or whatever it is about that.
It is. There's
structure.
A lot about it. It's about the energy of the home itself, its past energy, and also where you are in your life. And we'll get into that with the numbers this morning, because when you get into a certain number, there's an energy in that home that you maybe need. And that's what attracts
let's
you.
Let's talk about that, because tomorrow's Remembrance Day.
It is.
We were going to talk about one thing, but you came up with this idea. So tell us about the significance of dates and numbers.
Yes. Well, I'm by no means a numerologist, yeah. but I find the subject fascinating, and I did touch on it during my studies in feng shui. But looking at tomorrow, we observe Remembrance Day, and of course we all know that on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the war ended. It was also 1918 that it ended, and if you that comes to a number 10, which again is a 1. So we're looking at lots of 1s here and the energy of 1. The interesting thing about the number 1 is it's an energy of independence, of self-development, individuality, progress. Okay, so we're looking at two world powers here that were vying for dominance. And when the war ended, it's like these two came together. So you've got 1-1, which is an 11. And the 11 energy actually brings healing, excellence, focus, and achievement. So we look at all these 11s that have brought two powers together, but added together, they make a 2. And the power of energy seeks harmony and peace. So I thought this was really interesting. Here is the end of a war where two powers have been independent. We've come together and trying to promote healing now and peace, okay? Then if you add the 2-2-2 together, you get 6. And the energy of 6 promotes healing and peace and harmony. So it was really interesting to have a look at that. The other place that you see 11 is 9-11. We know the disaster that happened there. If you add 9 and 11, it comes to 11. 9 plus 11. 10-11. And again, we're looking at that. So I think what has evolved over time here is that the message of 11 is never forget. And when we go into tomorrow, it's Remembrance Day. We never forget what was done for us, why we have freedom today. 9-11, let's never forget. You know, and that was a really interesting study that I looked at as I was preparing for today, looking at the numbers and energy in our home. But just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as we there's lots of ways you can go and mark that time, whether mm-hmm. you do that with your family at home or you go yeah. down to the cenotaph. But, you know, as people get older and forget mm-hmm. and are dying, you know, my mom was in the war. She's gone. Many of those people are gone. Mm-hmm. And it's up to us to remind our children, ourselves, mm-hmm. to take a moment and reflect on the sacrifice that people made for us so we can live. I mean, Canada is such an amazing country.
Yeah.
We are so very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes, you know, Bruce Williams does a piece, Why I Love This Island, and we have so much to be thankful for, and yet we go yeah. along and grumble about stuff. And
I
people
know.
Lost their lives
I
so
know.
They could we could have this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really have to be grateful in everything in our lives, not only for what the sacrifices that other people made for us, but every day. Every day you wake up, you're alive. You're above ground. Something
Absolutely.
To be grateful for.
Absolutely. My daughter Rachel got her wisdom teeth out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And, you know, while she was – Dr. Nagy's the guy who took the teeth out, and they were so wonderful, but – taking care of her and realizing what people like the family going, baby
mm-hmm.
Molly
mm-hmm.
and Janice Edroff and what people go through every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
You kind of yeah. have to really always remember
mm-hmm.
that there's always someone going through something
yeah.
and to not take it for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about some numbers and how they deal with your house.
Yeah.
About promoting yourself, mm-hmm. fame and reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can never go wrong doing a little promotion,
Absolutely
right? We can't
not.
Be shy about that. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Your fair weather and not so fair weather friends. With a forecast you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You're hosting a business meeting, but you're not sure where to start. The pressure's on, right? Here's an idea. Consider Highland Pacific Golf. Their meeting room is equipped for all your presentation needs and holds up to 80 people. Enjoy the top-notch catering, have a go at the driving range during breaks. Book your business meeting at Highland Pacific Golf. You might be hailed as a meeting room planning hero. Highland Pacific Golf. It's more than just golf. Right behind Vic General. Call 478-GOLF. Online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
In 2005, it put Victoria's beautiful new arena on the world map. In 2013, it's coming back. The Ford World Men's Curling Championship, March 30th through April 7th. And the best view is the live view. Everything you never see on TV is yours now in mini packs. Priced from just $99 at the Save-On Foods Memorial Center box office. The Ford World Men's, sponsored by Booster Juice and your Victoria Ford dealer.
You gotta be there.
Sure, Black Friday's coming, but we need a new fridge now.
I heard Lansdowne Appliance has Black Friday deals on now through the 26th. Brand new KitchenAid models are just while Whirlpool dishwashers with stainless steel interior and exterior are only...
Lansdowne's Black Friday prices are so low, they can't be mentioned on the radio. But shop now during the renos, and they'll really make it worth your while. The transformation is on. Downtown at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express, doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
We are back with Lorraine Berry. She's got a book out, What You See Is What You Get, Transform Your Dreams from Possibility to Reality. We're talking about numbers. We talked about Remembrance Day. Now let's talk about our house numbers, because I'm a realtor with REMAX, and if we are looking for a house or we have a house, mm-hmm. maybe we're attracted to certain numbers. What do they signify, these different numbers of our homes?
Well, of course, we're looking at nine numbers. So everything is broken down into one digit, 1 to 9. So if you want to find out the energy, the numerical energy of your home, let's start with your address. Let's say your address is something simple, 123, example lane. Okay. You would add 1 plus 2 plus 3. Gives you 6. The energy of your home is 6.
Think about that for a minute.
Again, I've written an article about all of this with more details. So if people do go to my website, laureenberry.com, they'll find out the energy, how to find out the energy of their home, and each number is explained.
And if you want to call in, 386-1161, don't be shy, or cfax@1070.com. You can ask Laureen about your feng shui question or any other question or about your house.
Sure.
Okay.
So if your number is larger, and let's say you add up the 3 or 4 digits and you get a double digit afterwards, say 26, you have to then add the 2 and the 6. So you keep adding and adding, coming down until you get to 1 digit. Okay. In this case, the 2 and the 6 would be 8. So the energy of your home would be 8. Okay. All right. So once you've discovered the energy of your house, you can go to my website and find out what that energy is. And I can go through each one quickly and show you. They also relate to different areas in your home. As you know, we talked before, Patty, and maybe some of you listeners don't know, feng shui is based on a map. It's called the Bagua map, and it has 9 areas in it. Okay, and each area is related to a color, a number, a body part, an energy. There's so much in it, and you can almost you can drill down to your through your life and see how that area of your home is actually affecting your life, and it does affect you. Whether you
like that junk drawer that keeps
exactly, calling your name. Exactly. So if we look at the different energies in the home, we'll see how that particular area also relates numerically. So, for instance, we were talking earlier on about fame and reputation. It's very difficult today for a lot of people to find work, to be recognized. If you're a contractor, how do you find contracts? You know, how do you get yourself out there? Well, there's the obvious things. You've got to work at it. You've got to market yourself. You've got to meet people and let them know what you do and get your business
right,
cards
and you
out.
Were talking about
exactly.
Military people coming back.
Exactly.
And how do you get back into it? And you were saying about cards.
Yeah.
Peter Pham trained us, me and my partner Lee Johnson, and always be handing those cards out,
yeah.
making a call every day.
Absolutely.
Every day you have to do something to move forward.
Exactly.
You
don't
can't
know
be stagnant.
You don't know who the person may be that'll get your card that will be your in. Okay.
So what are some other tips for people? Because right now it's really kind of tough times. I mean, there's a lot of kids graduating.
Uh-huh.
Where do they go for a job? I mean, there's always
mm-hmm.
work,
mm-hmm.
but it's how do you get your foot in the door? How do you stand out.
Exactly. One of the first things you can do, and again, I'm coming to feng shui to help you and support you in your home. We've talked about the obvious, and they're out there, and there's courses out there that people can take. But when you're using your home to support what you want to do, I think the first thing you have to do is focusing on what you actually want. What do you want to do? Now, a lot of kids don't know that. They come out mm-hmm. of school and say, oh my gosh, I don't know. All I want to do is make money.
Yes.
Well, if that's all you want to do, then all you're doing is looking for a basic job. So I would move right over to the helpful people and travel area of your home. If you're walking through the front door of your home, it is the far right-hand corner of your home as you come in, closest to you, okay? If you think about a tic-tac-toe, 9 squares,
yep.
it'll be the bottom right-hand side. That'll be your helpful people in travel. Go and have a look in that area of your home. What's going on in there? Is there clutter in there? Are you confused? Because quite often what happens is, feng shui is literal. So if there's a clutter in there, probably your mind is clouded. You don't have any direction and you don't know what to do. That is where you want to focus in on helpful people. So I love the helpful people in travel because that's the area that I used to find my son. Where was I going to go? I need angelic help. I need people help. I need help, please, wherever it's coming from. Right. Okay. What you can do in here is put in what I call the magic silver box. Now, you get a silver box. Doesn't matter what it is. If you don't have the money to buy one, cover it in tin foil. Just get yourself a silver box. Put it in this area and write an affirmation of what you want. And it must be written in already achieved terms. So, for instance, I have the perfect job. Thank you. Put it in your silver box and put that silver box in your helpful people in travel area. You should see results within 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months.
Not three lifetimes.
not three lifetimes. If you have not had anything by 3 months, you need to rework that affirmation or have a look at that area, clean it up, get rid of clutter. If there's a window in there, clean the window. In feng shui, windows are the eyes. You cannot see clearly. Clean the window. If there's a door, make sure it opens properly. There's nothing stuck behind it. You want that energy to move well in that area.
Don't you think, though, right now, I have couple of sons that live in this little suite in the basement, and there's a lot of clutter, and I think it's part of that, and I try and tell them this affects your daily life if you're not organized enough.
Absolutely.
That'd be perfect, but when you have stuff, and you see all the shows on hoarders, and the more we bury ourselves in either the past or we can't really see through, can we? Clutter is a huge part of it.
It's a huge problem. You can liken it to walking in molasses, basically. You know, you're sticking. You're just not getting ahead. You take two steps forward and three back. You feel mired, okay?
Yeah.
That's what clutter does to you. And when you clean it up, you cannot believe the change in the energy. You will just feel lighter. You will feel more optimistic. Clutter is a huge problem. And actually, what I'm also offering on my website today is workshops that I'm going to be running in January 2013. Cool. And I put a short survey there to find out what people would be interested in them. And one of them is clearing clutter.
And that's a great time to do it, right? January, where you kind of need that help. You've overdone Christmas the whole season. You need a fresh start.
That's right. And we'll look at all sorts of things like creating a vision board. What do you want for 2013? Feng Shui 101, what is it all about? How can you use it to help you?
And don't you think it's so true, though? I think when you name stuff, when you assume the best, if you put in negative thoughts that, this is going to happen in my life, all this kind of stuff, it kind of goes that way.
It absolutely does.
People that are kind of optimistic and it's going to be fine, and they say it, and I've already achieved it, you kind of get there.
Absolutely. It's the same as the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. There's no such thing, but we believe it. Okay. Why does that happen? Because the rich believe they will continue to always have money, and the poor always feel like victims. It's changing that mindset. It's changing your optimism, the way you think, and you'll see miracles happen, basically.
So promoting yourself, it's not always that comfortable.
Definitely not.
What kind of ways can we bolster ourselves? What part of the feng shui, what part do we need to kind of say, I'm good enough, I can do it, I'm not shy, embarrassed,
exactly.
I can go and promote myself.
Okay, so we're looking at number one. You know the saying, good old number one.
Yep.
So number one is related to your fame and reputation area, and it carries the energy of independence, new beginnings, self-development, individuality, progress, and creativity. If you are in a one house or you're moving into a one house, that is the energy that you're going to be a part of. It's going to affect your life. So that's very good for you if you want new beginnings. It could be in relationships. It could be in a job. It could be just whatever, new beginning. That area, when you walk into your home, looking at the tic-tac-toe again, coming in on the bottom part of the tic-tac-toe, it's in the middle, top, center, okay? And that area is related to the number one. It's related to red. The element is fire. Go and have a look in that area and see what's in there. Again, is it cluttered? Is there something that's detrimental? Because this is a fire element, what is detrimental to it is a water element. So if you have lots of black or blue in there, you have lots of pictures of water in there, they are hurting your fame and reputation. Get them out of there and get some fire elements in there. And fire elements are things that are red, things that are shop, like triangles and stars, those kind of things. So if you don't, the color red really doesn't go in that area of your home. It doesn't matter. Use shapes. Okay.
And why is it? People may be listening going, what is this stuff? Why does it work, and what is the history of it that actually these things matter? Is it because we feel them, because we sense them, because they put something out in the universe, or what is it?
I think it's probably a bit of all of that. Studying feng shui, as I say, I thought, well, why would this work? There's different even styles of feng shui. How come they all work for different styles? I believe a lot of it is your energy and your belief system, what you put into it. But I also believe that there is this powerful highway, as you will, in the energy field. Because it's been practiced for many, many centuries, the Chinese people are actually the ones that started this. They wouldn't keep practicing it if it didn't work. My experience is it works. I couldn't even explain to you why it works. I just know it works. And I'm not going to, you know, I don't know how electricity works, but I plug in my toaster.
Yeah.
And so feng shui works. It's not a religion. It doesn't matter what your religion is, what your beliefs, it doesn't step on anybody's toes as far as that goes. This is a natural energy phenomenon. And if you can take part of it and you can harness it, I say go for it.
And you were saying number 8 in certain cultures is a lucky number, but if you're not ready for it, it's not really the best number for you.
It's not. And looking at your home, what home are you in? You'd probably find the house that you've chosen is one that is a good energy for you and a good fit where you are in your life right now.
We have a caller here. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Oh, great. Hey, it's really interesting listening to you.
And, Susan, did you want to know about your house number?
Yes, I did. It's 9708, but it has a B after it, so I don't know how to figure that out.
Okay, Susan, B is 2. The alphabet also carries numbers, and they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So your B is a number 2, so you would add 9, 7, 8, and 2. And that will give you, I'm doing a quick math here.
Do you want to borrow my toes?
20, isn't that 27?
Okay. DJ, you're young.
26. It's 26. So you live in an 8 house.
Okay.
Well, is that lucky?
Actually, I just moved from an 8 house to an 8 house again.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And what was your experience in the 8 house? Did you have good material prosperity in that home?
I did, actually. I just sold it and did very well that way. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of hardship living in it because it was a lot of work, mm-hmm. but I did very well financially and was, you know, very happy living there.
Yeah, I actually have to agree. I also lived in the same house and I found the exact same thing. We made very good money selling it, but it was a difficult one to live in. So you're into the same energy.
Susan, we have to go break now. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Make sure you check out Laureen's website, laureenberry.com.
Yep.
I certainly will.
And Laureen is going to stay with us till after the news, and we're going to come back in 3 or 4 minutes. See you then.
Red, are you finally fixing that roof?
Nah, I'm building us a smokehouse. A few leaks is a small price to pay for all that tasty cured meat.
But Red Barn makes all their own smokehouse favorites for us.
Oh, yeah. Pepperoni, sausages, bacon, and all that fresh meat and produce, too.
And weekly specials. All you gotta do is head to that there website to see all the flyer savings. Now fix that roof.
Unlikely.
Barn.
Visit redbarnmarket.ca.
Red Barn.
Whatever happens at a Mother of the Bride show
stays at a Mother of the Bride show.
Tonight, Wedding Band is coming. And you can only see it on Much More.
You guys were fabulous last night.
For better or for worse.
While we're all selling out, why don't we leave some Priuses and have Betty White join our super group?
Wedding Band.
Your little stunt could have blown the whole wedding.
Starring 90210's Brian Austin Green.
We're like a four-man Vegas.
Premiering tonight at 7, only on Much More.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds downtown. We have hit our expected high of 6 degrees for today. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Victoria police have one person in custody following a death at an Esquimalt apartment building last night. Vic PD say they'll be speaking with the media today, but currently the circumstances surrounding the death are mostly unknown. The incident occurred in an apartment suite on Grenville Avenue. near Esquimalt Road. Speaking from the scene last night, spokesperson Constable Mike Russell says two people were taken to hospital.
It was called in as a stabbing, so that's what we're investigating right now. We're still waiting to determine nature of injuries and things like that, but something the time will tell, and we'll be able to go forward from here.
Russell says there were several people in the suite when police were contacted around 9 o'clock last night. No information has been released on the deceased or the person now in custody. A man who threw urine onto a Victoria City worker during last year's Occupy protests has been found guilty of assault. Lyle Barrett had climbed up a tree in Centennial Square and pulled a bicycle up with him. City workers feared the bike could fall, so they tried to remove it. But that's when Barrett threw urine from a bottle onto the worker below. Outside the court yesterday, Barrett apologized to his victim and admitted the bike in the tree was simply a publicity stunt. He faces sentencing in the new year. And Stephen Harper is defending his government's funding of programs for Canada's neediest veterans. But when he was asked about the fact a burial program for poor veterans has been forced to reject two-thirds of applicants, the Prime Minister did not respond directly.
This government has made enormous billions of dollars in new investments in programs, particularly for the most needy veterans. Obviously, those programs are under constant review. And we will continue to assess their suitability going forward.
Harper is currently on an official visit to the Philippines. He'll visit the Canadian gravesites at a military cemetery in Hong Kong tomorrow, which is, of course, Remembrance Day. That's CFAX News. It's 11:32. CFAX 1070 weather now, mainly sunny today, high of 6 degrees, cloudy tonight, overnight low of about 2 degrees, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with rain starting up in the afternoon and another high of 6 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's coming up on 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Lorraine Berry. And Lorraine, next week I have another lady coming on the show, Gail Henry, from All Things Balance, talking about her new ebook about clutter and making sure you stage before you move.
Yes.
So that's also another interesting topic.
It is.
And I have her son on, Aiden Henry, who is with Brink Events. And we're going to talk about his catering company or event company, also about what we can do to prep for the perfect cocktail party, because we do have Christmas coming up, so we're going to be doing entertaining. So Aiden's going to give us some tips. How are you, Aiden?
I'm excellent. How about you guys?
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, Aiden, we have cocktail time coming up. Now, I know you do lots of events. We're going to talk about your company, but if you're at home right now and you want to throw a cocktail party, I know on your website there's, you know, different things that you supply, including event exit. I thought, that's a good one. So we want to get the people in, Aiden. How do you get them out?
That depends on the event. Most of my events are held at specific venues and locations.
Right, but if you're having a house party, and you have people, is it best to put a time on your cocktail party, like 8 to 10, so that you know it's time for them to leave?
I wouldn't say so. You know, you want it to be, you know, kind of based on the feel of the event. I mean, if you want people to stay there for a while and it feels great and you want to go late, then so be it. But, you know, if you feel like you want to go to bed and it's starting to wind down, then maybe turn the music off, maybe even turn the lights off if you really want to get people out.
Don't hire a bouncer, though. That's too far.
That's probably too much.
Now, I know you do stuff at homes, too. Do you think it's a good idea to have a bartender, to have someone cater some of your parties? Does it make it a lot easier?
I would say so. You know, it'll probably cost you a little bit of money, but they have the expertise. They know how to mix the drinks. You don't have to worry about who's in the kitchen, who's dealing with what. You got one person on point. They know how to make the cocktails, pour the wine, take care of the beer, and so on. So it's a few extra bucks, but you know what? It might add that efficiency and smoothness to the party that allows you to really enjoy it and not have to worry about the hosting aspect.
And if you're new to the game, I guess having a cocktail party is a lot easier than trying to host a dinner party.
I would say so for sure, yeah. Once you start dealing with food and catering and, you know, different courses, that's a whole new ball game. You know, having a cocktail party is just mostly wine and beer are easy because, you know, you open a bottle of beer, here you go. You pour a glass of wine, here you go. Cocktails a little bit more difficult because there's, you know, there's vodka, gin, rye, rum, tequila. What are you going to mix it with? What are the garnishes? Mm-hmm. You know, what type of glass are you serving it in? You know, do you have ice? So there's a few more factors involved with the cocktail side, but still quite a bit less complicated than food.
Now, you're really cutting edge here. What are the cocktails of choice? What are the hors d'oeuvres? What kind of stuff are you seeing right now for parties?
Well, you know, in terms of drinks, for beer, it's still the microbrew is very popular. So dealing with local and very specific flavors and tastes, not the well-known, recognized brands around Canada. Mm-hmm. For wine, a lot of people, especially for New Year's, like the champagne and the Prosecco and stuff like that, that's easy to drink. And for cocktails, you know, your basic martini, your cosmopolitan, some of the well-known favorites, they just never seem to fade away, and they're always the safe bet. You know, vodka is probably, if you had to choose one type of alcohol, the easiest and most asked for, demanded, because, you know, it's got really no flavor, so whatever you add to it is kind of what it takes on in terms of flavor, so very easy to work with.
And with the Bond movie coming out, I guess, James Bond, you know, shaken, not stirred.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what about appies? What kind of finger foods are you seeing?
Yeah, well, what I'm seeing and what I deal mostly with isn't so much the sit-down stuff, but the appetizers, the hors d'oeuvres, the tapas, the canapes, you know, walk-around sort of stuff that you can just have in your hands and you know, just eat while you're enjoying the event. You know, one of the big ones, it seems, is sliders. Everybody these days is having sliders, you know, whether it's a mini burger or a mini pulled pork slider or... you know, you could put whatever you want, really, but like a little bun, it's almost like a little treat that fills you up, but at the same time, you're not sitting down for a dinner at the same time. So there's ways that you can compensate for a meal by having a little bit heavier appetizers that fill you up, but you don't have to necessarily sit down for a formal meal.
I love that pulled pork.
Good idea.
Yeah.
What about decor? That's really important, too, isn't that mood? You're talking about music. There's nothing worse than going to an event and there's no background music. It's just kind of like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got somebody with their iPod on and they just let it go and it doesn't really suit the feel of the event. I know what you mean. Well, you know, it's all based on budget. You know, if you can get a DJ to come play or even somebody to come play some live music, that's great, but it usually costs a little bit. So, you know, dictating the event is all based on budget. You know, if you got a little bit of money you can throw into music, a little bit of money you can throw into bartender, this stuff might help your event go a little bit smoother. But if not, and you have to sort of cut back a little bit, then you just got to deal with maybe the radio or an iPod or, you know, whatever you can in terms of music. But definitely having somebody there who can see how the crowd's reacting and change accordingly is quite important if you really want to have that sort of personalized music.
And clean up. You sort of don't want to make your guests feel like they're getting the boot, but you sort of want to make sure you pick up a little bit as you go, don't you, so things don't look too messy?
Oh, 100%. You know, for my events, you know, where I'm dealing with a few hundred people, you can't leave it all till the end. And not only that, it's going to look very poor throughout the event if there's cups lying around and napkins and all that. So I constantly have staff that's bussing throughout the event. So picking up glasses, you know, napkins, if there's a spill, taking care of that so that at the end of the event, everything's very smooth in terms of transitioning out. And everything can be loaded, you know, into the truck very quickly and efficiently. So you're not there till 4 a.m. trying to clean up.
Yeah. And what about seating and tables? Is it important to have a few seats or do you want to keep the flow going so people are standing most of the time?
You know what? That's dependent on the, you know, the length of time, the age of the crowd.
I know you want to start dealing with an older crowd. We need seats.
Exactly,
we want seats.
Exactly, right? So, you know, the younger the crowd, the less seating needed in general. But, yeah, just, and it depends on the length of time. I mean, if you have an hour event, you might not need any. If you have a 4-hour event, then people might want to sit down at some point. So length of time, like I say, age of crowd, type of event, you know what I mean? And, you know, there's a few factors that dictate the amount of seating and what type of seating. You might want sort of loungier couches, or maybe you want just chairs scattered around the sides. It really has to fit the theme and the mood of the event.
We're going to go to a break in a minute here. I'm getting to that age where I used to be the one, you know, partying, having fun. Now I'm the one closest to the buffet. I never thought I'd see that day. Back in a minute with Abe, we're going to talk more about what he does with his events.
Local news on your smartphone. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to CFAX1070.com. CFAX1070.com. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Good morning. This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at Perks Rec Center for the 35th Annual Creative Craft Fair. Believe it or not, it's one of Vancouver Island's largest and most popular fairs, showcasing over 125 exhibitors from all over BC. It's a great spot to be at, maybe do some Christmas shopping. They have everything from soaps to photography. There's so much going on here, so many cool things. It's going on today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5. So if you don't get a chance to get to it today, you can always catch it tomorrow. And now this afternoon, I'll be heading to the 37th annual show of the Juan de Fuca Arts and Crafts Guild. It's happening at St. Joseph's School in the Gym. That's at 757 West Burnside Road in Saanich. It's free admission, and all items are locally handmade. They've got lots of things, including hand-knit items, home baking, woodwork, toys, and jewelry. It sounds pretty cool. Maybe I'll see you there. The CFAX Cruiser will be out all weekend, so if you spot us, come on over and say hi. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Need cash today? Got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Ford and Douglas. Online at goldvictoria.com.
Need cash today? Got some gold, DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, and tools? You know, stuff lying around? Bring it into Barclays and exchange it for money. You'll see why they're the pawn stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fisgard.
Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Dad. Ew, what stinks? It smells like rotten eggs.
Our new barbecue uses natural gas. That odor lets you know the gas is on.
Is it safe?
Yep, the igniter just lit the burner. But if you do smell that rotten egg or sulfur odor in the house, it could be a gas leak. So you want to make sure you get everyone outside first. Then call 911 or Fortis BC.
Got it.
If you smell gas, get out. Then call Fortis BC or 911. Safety. We've got our best people on it. Fortis BC.
We are back in studios, Lorraine Barry. On the phone we have Aidan Henry, who has Brink Events. And Aidan, I see that you have a business degree from UVic. My daughter's taking that program. I've had a few people on the show. What did that program do for you?
Well, it did quite a bit, actually. And my concentration in that program was in entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. which, you know, ultimately helped me with starting my business, Brink Events. So, you know, one of the biggest aspects of that program that I really enjoyed was the mentorship program. Mm-hmm. I got set up with a lot of people in the community, business leaders who taught me a lot and, you know, helped me with, you know, some of the real world business stuff that you're going to come across and the challenges, and really, you know, gave that leadership and that insight and that motivation and so on. So, you know, there's a lot you can do in terms of learning in the classroom, but there's a lot that the program offers outside of the classroom as well.
Well, you must have done something right. Douglas Magazine, 10 to watch for 2012?
Yeah, apparently.
So tell us a little bit about what you do. So Brink Events does specialized parties, and you offer lots of things. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Aidan.
Yeah, very narrowly. I don't do all events, you know. I don't do trade shows and conventions and this and that. I do very specifically social events and private parties, very high end. So, you know, if you're looking to bring together all elements of a private event or a VIP sort of reception, whether that has to do with food, beverage, hosting, even if you need security, music, DJ, photo, video, whatever it is, I have connections in all those areas, and I bring all those together based on the event, you know, whether it's for 10, whether it's for 300, based on all kinds of budgets as well. You know, I bring all those elements together, and what I do is what I call event design. It's not so much just the planning and the management, but really fitting together all the pieces from the music, from the food and drinks, so that it all works together and creates a really cohesive design to the event, and so that it appeals to all the senses and really, you know, inspires people, and it just really gets beyond the basics and the simple layers of an event.
And you were saying about hosting, because that's really important right off the get-go when people come in, that someone's there to greet or to let them know what's going on or an announcement, something, so people know the flow.
Yeah, I typically have a host. You know, when people first come in, you know, they let them know what's going on. And for a lot of my events, one of the best parts is just having a glass of champagne or a cocktail ready as soon as they come in, so they feel welcome. So, and, you know, somebody that takes your coat from you or whatever it may be, so that right off the bat, their first perception of your event is a good one.
Can you come to my house? Can you come over tonight, Laurie? And I'd like you to come over.
That's
take
right.
our coat, give us a drink.
Absolutely. I'll be ready there.
Beautiful. People, if people want to know more about what you do, Aiden, how do they find out?
Well, there's a number of ways. Obviously, I have a website because those are important these days.
Mm-hmm.
So people can reach me there at www.brinkevents.ca. So that's BRINKEVENTS.ca. Also, Facebook and Twitter seem to be very popular these days. So I'm on there as well. You know, facebook.com/brinkevents. Twitter.com/BrinkEvents. So quite simple. Or people can just Google Brink Events and they should be able to find me as well.
Well, it's been great talking to Aiden. Thank you for all the great tips on how we can host a great cocktail party. And good luck on all your events that you're putting together.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Now, I don't know, you were saying before you did lots of entertaining before when you were up island.
That's right.
It's one of those things that we kind of, it's sort of fun once in a while to have people over and do that, but we kind of can get out of practice.
That's right. Again, as we get older, Patty. Don't want to do it as much.
No. Someone else could do it.
I know.
Let our kids do it. I've got a good friend of mine on the phone, Mayo McDonough, who does many things, but one of the things she is involved in is the Churchill Society. How are you, Mayo?
I'm just great. Thanks very much, Patty.
Well, you always get involved in so many things. And, you know, there's really no lack of things if we want to be involved in on Vancouver Island to get involved in. And one thing that you're doing now and your son, Timon, is the Churchill Society. Tell us a little bit how you got involved in that and what kind of stuff you do, Mayo.
Well, right now, just as you were talking about remembering, I think you probably remember back in the spring, Shirley Burstall went missing. She
yes.
was a 75-year-old woman that went missing. Well, it turns out she was a member of the Churchill Foundation, and her body was found later. She'd gone off on an adventure, and her family wasn't exactly sure which way she went. Anyways, she died at the age of 75, but doing something she really wanted to do, a lovely woman. And so we came together and thought, you know, we should do something for her. And we put together a scholarship for UVic for history students, and we thought it would take us maybe 3 or 5 years to raise the money. And the exciting thing is we've raised the money. We have now just handed over to UVic the money to set up a $50,000 scholarship so that a student will receive from that fund $2,000 each year to pursue their studies. And this will help them become, you know, leaders. And this will be a great memorial to Shirley Burstall, who was one of these quiet, supportive people, never trying to be president, but always there helping the organization.
What a wonderful tribute to her. And, you know, it's funny how these things come together. Nothing happens by chance, that you kind of got that together so quickly.
Well, we were shocked. It just the community came together. Many, many people sent in donations. And it's wonderful because this is the type of thing that the Churchill Foundation really is about, is the great leaders helping our youth become great leaders, like Churchill was a leader in his time. And that doesn't mean being a perfect person. It just simply means having the leadership, being there when you're needed, and doing the best you can.
We got a break coming up right now, but when we come back, we're talking more about Churchill.
Thank you.
Your smile, it's your passport to the world. So if you could make your smile as dazzling as possible, wouldn't you? Today's Dental can help. From whitening and cosmetic restorations to preventative care for the whole family. From a very experienced team of dentists and hygienists, Today's Dental has everything your smile needs. Today's Dental, taking care of smiles for over 25 years. On Oak Bay Avenue near Oak Bay Junction, new patients always welcome. Call 382-5233 for an appointment or visit online at todaysdental.org.
Until closing this Sunday, it's the three-day sale at Safeway. Just visit any Safeway location and take advantage of all the savings, like T-bone steaks. While supplies last, they're club priced at just $5.99 a pound. Select varieties of Lucerne milk in a 2-liter carton are extreme priced at 2 for $4. And Ovenjoy white 60 or 100% whole wheat bread in the 570-gram loaves are club priced at 4 for $5. Remember, the three-day sale ends this Sunday. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Remember, join, give. It's what your local Legion is all about. And this fall, your donation is more important than ever. A new generation of veterans is coming home in need of affordable housing, education, and trauma relief. The Legion will be there with your support. Remember, by wearing your poppy, join your local Legion branch. Give by texting POPPY to 20222 on your mobile phone. That's POPPY 20222. Thank you.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back with Lauren Berry. On the phone is Mayo McDonough. Mayo, Churchill, we've got Remembrance Day tomorrow. Tell us how Churchill is relevant to people today and how he lived and, you know, some of his great quotes, because he was an amazing person. The more you dig into his life and history, you know, some of the sayings we have, we don't even realize mm-hmm. we're saying. Tell us about Churchill.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting that Winston Churchill became prime minister during the war, at the beginning of the war, announcing the war in 1939. But he was 65 years old at that time. A lot of people don't realize that this was another career of his. And he's known often as the bulldog because he never gave up. He mm-hmm. just continued. But he was quite another person, too. He wrote hundreds of books. In 60 years ago in 2013, so just after Christmas, 60 years ago, he won the Nobel Prize in Literature. And this is phenomenal because he wrote the history of the British people. And he's known for not only stories about his family, because he came from, you know, a famous family, British and American, one of those situations where the British, royalty didn't have the money, and they married an American woman. So he came from that kind of a background. And to honor that he was such a great communicator and writer, the Churchill Foundation is actually going to start a new scholarship at UVic in English, and we're going to announce it this week at the there's an event happening at the golf club, and it's on Thursday, November 15th, and it's actually about the war. Lieutenant Colonel Lloyd Sherrard is going to be talking about Winston Churchill and his art of wartime deception at that meeting. And we're going to announce this brand new scholarship. And we're going to honor Barry Goff, who's a local historian and author. And he's just written a brand new book all about the Juan de Fuca Straits, Voyages in the Waterway of Forgotten Dreams. So we're going to have our very first scholarship in his name, but this all links to Churchill and the Nobel Prize that he won.
So well, I'm not surprised with Mayo in charge of anything. This thing is growing and doing well, because much like Churchill, you have many different facets to you. So if people want to get involved with the society or even maybe come to that event, how do they find out more about it, Mayo?
Well, the easiest way to find the event information is at churchillvictoria.com. But people can phone me at 250-595-0008, and I'll be happy to give them information as well. And the foundation, which is separate from the society, has its own website, of course, just to make it a little more complicated.
Why not?
CFVI.ca. So that's for the Churchill Foundation, Vancouver Island. Yeah, we're the best on the West.
No kidding. And, Mail, give us a couple of quotes and stuff, because when I came to the dinner a few years ago, it was so inspiring. Ron Cohen was speaking, and all the different things we have and sayings that we don't realize. Could you have a couple that you can share with us?
Oh, I feel like I should have pulled out a book of his quotes. I think the one that people think about the most is the idea of carrying on. Stay calm, carry on.
I love that. And it's really marketed everywhere
it
now.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I just recently got for my front door, you were talking about houses and the feel of them. We got a doormat that says, stay calm, carry on. I have to remind myself of that all the time.
Mail, I think it's a good thing for all of us, whether it's on our teacup or our front door, to remember that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And Churchill loved his animals. He actually had poodles. People think that he had bulldogs because he was known as a bulldog person. But no, he had cats, a horse, and dogs, and in his older years, poodles.
Now, let me think. You have cats and a poodle. What's up?
Oh, I know, but I never realized, right?
Now just get the horse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm trying to think. He had a wonderful quote about animals, but I can't.
That's okay, Mail. Now, you know, people want to give back and want to volunteer and do things. Why did you get involved in this, and what has it given you being a part of a society and doing something besides a day-to-day job?
Oh, well, I came to this in a sort of odd sideways fashion. My son, Timon Ferguson, wanted to be part of the Churchill Society years ago when he was only 13. And at that time, they didn't take students. You had to be an adult. And the only way he could come to the meetings was if he could get one of his parents to join. And Bob was out of town a lot, so I said, okay, Timon, I'll join. But I've never read anything by Churchill. I don't really know anything about him. I knew about him in the history and the war and that. Well, it's opened a whole new door for me. I've met the most interesting people, uh-huh. Read many books, certainly not all of his books, not like Ron Cohen that I think knows everything about Churchill. But I've been fascinated by the women in his life, very strong women. And I think, you know, as they often say, the woman behind the man. But I think that's very true. He wouldn't have been able to do this.
We know that, Mayo, don't we? And I said, I've got a caller here. Fred is on the line. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi. You were just talking about the carry-on books and so on.
Right.
What about the carry-on videos, the movies? I would sure like to get a hold of some of them.
I think we might be talking. Are there movies? I think we might be a carry-on gang.
Yeah, but listen, they were all good. But, I mean, some people's thought of good maybe not as good as mine. But,
right.
But I enjoyed every one of them.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Now, May, we've just got a couple seconds here. So if people want to get a hold of you again, how do they do that?
Okay, the easiest way is on the website, ChurchillVictoria.com, or to give me a phone call at home, which is 250-595-0008.
Well, Mayo, it's great talking to you, as always. And, Lori, nice having you. And TJ, thank you so much. And if you want to get Lorraine's book or see about the discounts on her website, What You See Is What You Get, Lorraine Berry. Oh, have to do that next time, Lorraine. Now what was I going to say, Lorraine?
I don't know.
You know, I'm getting old. If you say too many things, I forget. Make sure you listen to the show next Tuesday to Friday. I'll be on from 1 to 3. Make sure you check out my website, Lifestyle with Patty Mac. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.